Leading a healthy life is about much more than being able to see a doctor or get into a hospital. It's also about access to fresh foods, places to go for exercise, and things like safe parks. That's a major struggle for many people in communities throughout the Central Valley. A new report from the advocacy organization Building Healthy Communities and Central Valley Health Policy Institute at Fresno State says hospitals should be doing more to improve what they call neighborhood health. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess spoke with the report's author, Tanya Pacheco-Werner, about what she found, how a healthy neighborhood can actually keep people out of the hospital, and why it's an incumbent, in her view, that hospitals do more to improve the quality of life in poor communities.
And so part of the nexus of the study is what hospitals can do in the community to improve health. It's connected to funding from the Affordable Care Act. What did you find that hospitals could actually be doing?
As a way to continue to enjoy this health, this favorite tax status of not-for-profit, there are these opportunities for care that is culturally responsive within hospital walls, that attends to people's language barriers, but then also what they actually can have access to once they are told to access preventive services or eat better or exercise more. Outside of the hospital walls, there is this opportunity to invest in this, what we call the built environment, which is the idea of when I walk out of my house, what do I see, what's around me, what air am I breathing, and what am I seeing as opportunities for me to be healthy.
Why is it the hospital's responsibility to make sure that there are enough parks or safe parks, or that there is enough fruits and or fresh grocery stores? Why should the hospitals be taking that lead and not the city?
So in the 1990s, the IRS made very clear to hospitals that when they enjoy this not-for-profit status, and the idea of community benefit is not to benefit only their direct patients and thus not only direct patient care. So they do have a responsibility to the community at large and to do what we call community good.
Well, and I would think, too, If a doctor is trying to care for somebody, you can't just give them advice and send them out into a community that doesn't have the type of support that a patient can follow that advice.
When I talk to physicians, no physician wants to set up a patient to fail. And what this report does is it really highlights some unique places where doctors can have this conversation of, I want you to exercise better, and I know that the program next door at Gaston Middle School at 6 o'clock is just for 60-plus-year-olds like you to get some exercise in. So I hope you can go there, right? To have that really direct understanding of what's actually available for people to achieve these health goals.
And that's kind of my overarching question for you, is a lot of these concerns, a lot of people from Fresno know. They know that Southeast and Southwest Fresno have a lack of safe parks. They have a lack of grocery stores. So I'm interested, what are the recommendations? What are the things that you think from this report that hospitals should be doing?
I think one, there's a unique opportunity to partner with not-for-profit organizations, but also FQHC, so federally qualified health centers, that are trying to do some of this innovative work to see, okay, if there's limited funding, right, because everything is about funds, I can augment this program that's going on in Central Fresno that Clinica Sierra Vista has. In this model, I can make 20 of these if all of our hospitals join together and have this one common investment. And so the recommendation is really to listen to residents, listen to the community organizations, and leverage what's already there, the opportunities, like with the Parks Master Plan in the city of Fresno, like with the Downtown Neighborhood Partnership, like all of these city of Fresno plans that are coming up. There's an opportunity for that not-for-profit hospital partnership with cities and with non-for-profit organizations to really work together to solve these issues of inequality of the built space in South Fresno.
Well, and I think you just hit on like the nexus of the issue, which is it really is, it's a money thing. We hear this all the time. Like, we could build more parks if we had the money. It's two sides of the same coin, which is, yeah, it might be a money issue, but you also get healthier patients if you go ahead and step and take your care out of your hospital building into the community at large.
It's that nexus between that looking at investments, one, as a requirement of this not-for-profit status, but two, as an opportunity to make care that doesn't rely on reimbursement rates, right? Think about healthcare as having places for people to learn how to cook and provide physical activity, right? So it's really being able to look at healthcare beyond what happens inside the walls of a hospital.
It was Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess speaking with Tania Pacheco-Werner, the author of a new report for the Central Valley Health Policy Institute at Fresno State that says hospitals should be doing more to improve health in communities throughout California.